Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. There goes Skowron. The throw from Lawler to Fox, and back to Jackson, who tags Skowron out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cux covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. McDougald reaches third base with a triple. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Berra reaches second base with a double. McDougald scores. Bauer moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scourin is walked intentionally. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. There goes Berra trying to get to home. Rivera throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Berra, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Scourin moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. One out. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDougald moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scourin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard is walked intentionally. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Yankees. Jim Constanti now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Bob Serve pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Constanti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Constanti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McDougald hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto now playing shortstop. Irv Noren now playing left field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Collins now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren. Minoso reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.